All right. So now we are on, we've gone through three cases. We've talked about cases in general, the assessment piece. Now I just want to help you with how do you get out there and let people know in your community that you do this stuff? And how do you build up some clients and create programs that you can actually take people through? So let's jump right in. Let me know if you're seeing my screen. Is it still there? So only seeing half. Let me see. Okay. Assuming you could see it, I'm having a hard time with my mouse today, and it's not letting me go to the bottom. Not the right size. I don't know how to say that. I mean, it's the same as it was before. Screen, full screen's back now. Okay. It may just wait to get it adjusted. All right. So we're going to talk about now, how do you actually get this information out into your community and how do you use it to grow your practice or expand your practice or just become known for your prowess as being a digestive mastery coach? Okay. No, it went too far ahead. Okay. So I would say create your own talk. We've given you something called the presentation in a box. It should be, if you go to the left-hand side on the site, there should be a place that says, you know, marketing materials or community support, whatever. But we've given you a presentation that I put together. You're welcome to use my slides and just edit them and put your own name on them and your own, footer. You don't have to give it me credit back. I'm giving you that as that's a starter. You can do whatever you want with it. Okay. And then I would say create your own and then practice. Get some friends together, get some, you know, clients who know, love, and trust or who know, love, and trust you and practice it. And then do it on a free conference line. So there's plenty of them, Free Conference Pro and a lot of them. You can just sign up for that service or Zoom. You can get a free Zoom account and then you can record it. So you can listen to yourself and make improvements. And that's a great way to learn. You can ask a small group of clients or friends to listen in on the conference line if you want, or you can just get on yourself, record it, and then listen to yourself. But then you want to do is practice making an offer for a strategy session at the end. This is a great way to get people into your fold before you have more, you know, advanced programs developed. You just want to get them in to do private coaching, which you all know how to do. So you create a presentation, you practice it, and then you do it. Practice making an offer, and you can listen to how I make offers. You can do it differently, however you want to. And then you go live, right? And how do you do it? Well, you can do it live or you can do it on a teleconference line. You can do it live, approach groups in the area, celiac, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, autoimmune, whatever kind of health groups are in your area that might be, that definitely would help by getting digestion approached. You can also look at other groups like PTAs and churches and community groups. You can look at a spot and you just rent the spot and host a two-hour talk for free. A library, a community center, a church, maybe some apartment complexes. There's a lot of options for doing this. And your goal is to do this process, to do this talk, get people real excited, and at the end you offer something. You can offer them something like a free strategy session, and on the strategy session then you can offer to help them coach. If you have smaller things, like a small group coaching call or an ebook or something like that, you can offer that at the end with the strategy session. So they pay you $25 to get your book, or they pay you $100 to get your self-study program, and then you set up a strategy session. Think through how you want and what you want your business to look like. So the talk offers great value. You'll see that from any of the ones that I do. We offer great stuff and then a few tips that they can get started with right away, not too much, but you seed your coaching program or coaching services throughout. When I work with my private clients, I give them, I have this really cool handout that I give them, and I love to work with people privately because them that, or my clients this. You just seed that you work with people and that you're available to do that, right? You have to give a lot of value, but you don't want to give too much. You don't want people walking away feeling like, oh my God, that was so much. I'm going to, you know, reread my notes and take notes and it'll take me 3 months to get this thing going. You want them to feel like they need you to help them through it. Okay. And then you create a package. Right. So you've done these talks, you get out in the community and you do a package. You create a package. Well, how do you create a package? A couple of ways you're going to be doing it. It could be for one-on-one or it could be a group thing. It could be a program that you deliver in your local location where they come once a week and they learn the next set of principles and you show them how to make food and you show them how to do an abdominal massage and anything else like that. I would not advise showing, you know, demonstrations of enemas that health department plus, not a good idea, but there's a lot of things related to the digestion. You can demonstrate and have them learn all the techniques for getting their parasympathetics engaged. So, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to do? Come up with that. Like, how do I want to use this? Do I want to use this as part of my health coaching process? Do I want to focus on this? Even if you go out, even if you just want to be a general health coach, if you do some talks like this, you're going to attract the right people in. Because what is it? Digestion affects everybody, right? So you need to be developing confidence in your own skills, following a proven system, designing a step-by-step program, and then providing tools and resources to them. And as a result, they're going to be like raving about you, and they're going to be telling everybody about you. So you want to identify with them and gain their trust. So you find, like, what do you think they're going to relate to? Is it the burning feeling in their gut? Is it the extra weight around their middle? Is it brain fog? Is it bloating and gas after they eat? Relate to them. And then you're going to do some thorough assessments. And one of the really cool things when you do a talk is that you can actually have a little mini assessment and just take the time and let everybody do it. People get real excited and then they see where their problems lie. Okay. And then they're more likely to say yes to you and your services. You want to deliver the action steps at a client's pace. So if you know that this person, all they need to do is these 10 things and you give it to them all at once, you've overwhelmed them. With the rare exception, there are some that work well that way. You want to be reassessing them at appropriate intervals and providing tools and resources to get them going, giving them recipes and checklists and cheat sheets and videos and just really paying attention. Because what you don't realize is some of the things that are second nature to you are completely foreign and new to them. And when you take your time and you give them a little at a time, you may find it frustrating because you want to give them everything because you know how quickly they're going to see a response, but you've got to take your time. This is going to help you to get results from challenging cases and then get the referrals and make sure people know, hey, I have room in my practice for a few more people if your friends or family members want to come in and join. And you'll become a superstar practitioner. So let's create a digestive health coaching program. So you want to put in the middle, I love to use this diagram because it helps me. What's my goal, right? What do I want to help these people with? I want to help them eliminate gas, bloating, brain fog, fatigue, achieve a happy belly. So what do I have to do to do this? Well, your first step as the coach creating this program is to clarify your process. We've given you outlines of that. We've given you my processes to do. You know, start with the head, go to the gut, however you want to do. Or if you want to focus on a specific part, you just outline what your steps are and name your steps. It's fun to name the steps. Then you identify your delivery system. How are you going to do it? Are you going to bring them into a room and teach them that way and then do demos? Are you going to do it in a teleconference line? Are you going to do it one-on-one with them in their home, one-on-one with them in your office? Then you add juicy resources to it. So in addition to the coaching with you where you're going to guide them step by step, they're going to get this recipe guide and they're going to get this amazing video of you making this awesome gut healing pudding that they're going to love. And then you make that offer and you enroll the clients. And it seems like a simple process. It's not. I mean, it takes some time and doing to get good at it, but it's going to be a way that you can grow your practice and you can get known in your community as the go-to. And my screen is frozen, so let's see what I can do here. Okay. Let me try that again. I don't know why my free screen froze. There it goes. Okay, so yeah. So the next thing you're going to do is package it. Identify what you need. And that you can do this whether you're doing a group program or an individual program. A lot of people make the mistake of just, I'm going to sign this person up for a 4-week health coaching program. And they're like, what the heck's a health coaching program? What are you going to do for me? Well, you want to identify everything. What do they need? You want to avoid the pay-as-you-go model. I will highly recommend that. Most of you probably are on that where they say, how much does it cost to come see you? Say it's $100 for the first visit. Okay, so they come in and then you say, okay, this is what you need. You know, and I think ideally I should see you once a week for the first 4 weeks and then every other week we'll see how your progress is going. And they don't set up their appointments because they're trying to save money. Avoid it. Bundle things, but bundle your visits. Like you get 5 visits with me, but you also get this ebook and this recording and this recipe and this tool and maybe a webinar. There's so much stuff that you can do. You want to make it an easy to say yes to fee and package prices. So when I first started doing packages, I started with a $500 package and I bundled in an initial consultation, 3 follow-ups, a reevaluation at the end, my green cleanse, and a couple of recipe books, and my heart math techniques. I put all that together, and it was $500. And the first 3 people that I offered it to said yes, and I thought, I guess I need to raise the price because it was too easy. You can offer quick sign-up bonuses. So you could be talking to somebody on the phone, or if you're doing a call with somebody else, or you're doing an auditorium type of a presentation. I'm going to offer the first 10 people get this, or I'm going to offer, like, if you sign up for a consultation with me tonight, or you sign up for this program with me tonight, you're going to get XYZ, right? You're going to get this extra bonus, this extra recipe guide, etc. And a catchy name would help. Eradicate belly fat, jumpstart your energy, bye-bye belly fat, brain fog and burnout. That's something I use for my a talk that I did for blood sugar balance. It could be you would calm the digestive fires. It could be happy belly, happy life. There's so many things that it could be. I'm bad at naming. I always have to get help with naming. Components of the program, all these different things. And I just show you an example of what we put into our digestive program. It's $500. Actually, I think we offer it for $300 during special launches. And they get a ton of stuff. They get assessments and follow-up sessions. Well, they don't in brand because it's a group coaching. But you can be giving them the assessments. You're going to go over the assessments with them. You have follow-up sessions, training sessions, written materials, tracking forms, menus, recipes, progress evals, email questions, extras. You can do all this in person, face-to-face, but with Zoom, it's amazing. You can just like be there in the room. I like Zoom better than Skype. Skype's not as reliable. And Skype doesn't allow you to easily record your sessions. And you can get a free Zoom. You need a free Zoom account. And with the free Zoom account, as long as you have one-on-one sessions or less than 3, so it's 2 or more. If you have 2 people, you and your client, on Zoom, it's free no matter how long the sessions are. If you have the free session and you pay nothing, you can get up to 50 people, but it's only for 40 minutes. And then after that, you have to pay $15 a month. So it's really cheap and easy to get a Zoom account because it's free. And you can just start doing sessions that way. And that way you don't just get to see people in your area. You get to see people all over the world. So there's several different types of packages that you can do. One is, a lot of people do this, a monthly retainer. They say, okay, you know, you pay by the month and what you get is, you know, some number of sessions during the month. And then they can cancel with a 30-day notice and they're automatically billed. That's one way to do it. That's one alternative to the pay-as-you-go. Another one is a time period package. You say, okay, you're going to do a 3-month commitment and they get a substantial savings over the retainer and you're going to walk them through your system and you throw in some assessments and handouts and books, ebooks and checklists. It's always good to let them know what you're throwing in. The mistake I used to make was I'd have people come in and I just would give them this and give them that and I didn't capitalize on it. I didn't use that to get them excited about it. They just got it. Okay, as opposed to, hey, I've got this bonus I'm going to give you. Then they feel like they're special and you're treating them special and you're very generous. Really important to have accountability forms, whether it's, you know, I showed you some of my diet diary forms, status update. Very important to get people to be accountable because people forget. They forget what's happening. Examples of time period packages. There's a 30-day jumpstart, a 90-day intensive, a 6-month immersion, a 1-year transformation, a VIP day. You choose. When you're first getting started, it's easy to offer an inexpensive 30-day jumpstart. The problem with that is then you have to do your selling again at the end because 30 days is never enough. It's rarely enough. And then you're going to want to move them into something else. So typically when I'm talking to somebody on a strategy session, I'll say, you know, if we work together this, and they're usually, okay, what does it take to work together? I say, I'll start with the bigger program. I'll say, I have a 6-month program. Your problem has been there for like 6 years, 12 years, 60 years, whatever. You and I agree both. It's not going to change overnight. So I'd like to give you the benefit of having us work together and having me like right in your back pocket for 6 months. And this is what's included in that. And this is the cost, okay? And there's a whole bunch of extra benefits over doing shorter. I give you this bonus, that bonus. I'll give you an extra month free, whatever you want to give. And a lot of times they'll go, oh, I'm not sure about that. That price is really high. So then you offer the 90-day. Well, I said, did you have anything shorter? Yeah, we can do a 90-day. And you tell them about your 90-day. Now, by comparison to the 6-month, the 90-day seems inexpensive and doable. Whereas if you just started with the 90-day, that number might seem hard for them. So I like to start with a bigger. I don't usually start with a year, although now we have our energy recharge coaching, and that's the only way to get coaching with me is by the year. And then if they still not, you can offer a 6-week or a 30-day jump start just to get their feet wet. And then by then, they're usually, okay. You know, so it's kind of like you don't want them to leave the call without something. A VIP day is something different. Many of you probably already have done them or had them or done them with a marketing coach or whatever. But it's basically where you get together with this person for a day. It could be at their house, at your house. It could be at a hotel, whatever. I've had people fly across the country and we've done VIP days at my house where I do an evaluation and I've, you know, got a lot of skills with hands-on evaluation. So I've done hands-on evaluations for them and palpated their bellies and taken their blood pressures and stuff like that. If that's not within your scope, then you don't do that. But then I've taken them in the kitchen and I said, we're going to have lunch together. We're going to make lunch. Then we talk about what they like, what they don't, what foods hurt their gut, what foods help their gut or whatever we're working on. And then I actually show them how quick and easy it is and make a really quick, delicious, nutritious, healing meal in like half an hour. And then we usually will, if it's a nice day, we'll go outside, we'll sit in the sun, we'll chat about what the morning's been like so far, we'll chat about the foods, I'll give them recipes. If they've done 23andMe testing, we'll go over their SNPs. So if they have labs, we go over the labs. So it gives you kind of the leisure to go over a lot of stuff and give them practical tips. Some people do VIP days where they go into somebody's house and just do a kitchen makeover where you get them to get a box and throw away all the foods they shouldn't be eating and you take them to the store and you restock the pantry and then you may show them how to make some of that stuff. You can do a VIP day, you can do a VIP weekend. I know people who go into somebody's house for 3 or 4 days and they charge $10,000. And, you know, you have to have the right audience for that, but don't be, you know, be surprised. You can always have that as an offer. And when people see that you have that as an offer, they go, oh, wow, she must be really good if she gets people, but I can't afford that, so I'm going to take the 6-month. Right? It's always about comparison. Here, example of that comparison thing. So, you know, for years I'm on the computer and you know, there's this software and that software. Oh, they're having a sale. Microsoft Word is only $99. I'm going to get it. Cause that's what it is. It's usually $300. Now we have iPhones and you get on the iPhone and the apps are either free or 99 cents. And how many of you have looked and said, $2.99? They want $2.99 for that app. Forget it. Why? Because it's a comparator. That app might have been something you would have paid $300 for on your computer 5 years ago. But now because you're comparing it, it's like, oh, you know, I'm not going to pay that. So it's interesting. So that's how you want to do it. Lynn says, what's a good ways to have people pay and book appointments? So yeah, there are a lot of tools for that. You can use Google Checkout. You can use PayPal. You can get a merchant account and use something like One Shopping Cart, which has monthly fees. You can use Infusionsoft, which is what we do. It has huge monthly fees. There's Shopify, and I don't know much about that, but people who have, usually people with a lot of products use that. So if you're selling supplements or foods or that sort of stuff, that could be helpful. What else? And appointments. Oh, yeah, how do you have people book appointments? There's a lot of them. Time Driver. There's another one. I saw somebody. I signed up for something with somebody recently. It was Calendarly or something like that. I use Appointment Core, and there's any number of them. So just go into the Google search and see. I can't keep up with all of them that are there, but I've used Time Driver and now I use Appointment Core because it coordinates with my Infusionsoft. The VIP, Shine VIP post-conference call, it's supposed to be like an hour and a half. It may be scheduled on my calendar for 7:30 to 9:30, so nobody puts anything after it. But each of the presenters, there's two presenters, and me, and each of the presenters is going to be a half an hour, and then whatever I say at the beginning and end. So probably about 90 minutes. Okay. All right. So hot package naming tips. You need to have hot titles, right? Titles that are going to make people go, ooh. So you use language that's results oriented. A makeover, a transformation, an intensive, a jumpstart, skyrocket, immersion, accelerator. Use words that have like juiciness to them. Okay? And then the titles, right? Let's just put some digestion related titles together, but maybe that's not what you want to do. You just find it. So digestive healing jumpstart, digestive healing intensive, soothe your gut makeover, gut healing transformation, gut repair immersion, skyrocket your digestive healing, vitality accelerator, quench your digestive fires, a lot of possibilities. And Susan says she switched from Schedule Once, which is complicated as a million options, to Calendly, which is less expensive and simple. So yeah, there's a lot of options. Always have good ways to make it easy for people to say yes to you. Easy for people to say yes to you. And I would even go so far as getting a custom URL that you point to the calendar. So if you're meeting somebody at the grocery store, you can just say schedulewithstan.com. Go to schedulewithstan.com and you point that to your URL for your calendar and they can go right in. And they'll remember it if you've made an impression. I used to have one called Meet with Dr. Rita Marie. And I could easily say that. I'm not going to remember calendarly.x.y.z. So how do you do this? Well, there's the one-on-one coaching where it's just you and that person. That's the easiest way to get started. Usually it's the most, the best bang for your buck, so to speak. But let's see. Webinars. With group coaching, you can do it in any number of ways. You can get on the phone with people and chat with them and coach them in small groups, large groups, whatever. You can do teleseminars. You can do a group like we have here for this program where there's a bunch of people on the call and we talk and we share. And it's a really big advantage to doing groups because people learn from each other, not just from you. You offer coaching. I've done small group coaching. One of my first coaching programs was a really small group. It was six women. It was all women. Six women. And it was amazing what we did. And then I went on to a bigger program where we had 30, and, you know, now we have groups as big as 300. So it just depends. And you can be very effective. First of all, not everybody shows up. It's really clear. So there's handouts that you give, and you can give them in advance. You can give them during. But you always want something that you're guiding them through. You want a system that you're guiding them through. Step one is this. Step two is that. Step three is that. And you give them recipes, checklists, menu plans, and assessments. You can include videos. You can have demos. You can have exercise demos, food demos, clean out your fridge demos, shopping at the grocery store demos. Have somebody take their cell phone and take pictures of you at the store reading labels and telling them what to eat and what to avoid. And then session examples. So this is like if you had a 10 week of sessions. The first one you do health assessment and goal setting. Then you can talk about hydration and beverage swap. What can you get them off of and what can you get them onto in place of it? Pre-meal ritual and chewing. Identifying and removing gut-harming foods. The next, you could talk about digestive aids, bitters, enzymes, probiotics, gluten-free and allergen avoidance. Step seven, you can do gut healing protocols, and then addressing dysbiosis, and then a targeted food plan and nutrient plan, and then other lifestyle factors. So you can do all that. You can do that whether it's a group session or a private. So have a strategy for the sessions as you're taking them through. And if you already do coaching and you have a specialty in another area, like, you know, Stan does a lot of mind, you know, food mood stuff, then you incorporate the digestion as we've taught it here into how that affects. You know the gut and the brain are associated, and then you take them through that piece, and that's the other lifestyle pieces. So you can adapt this to whatever one you want to do. Session flow, each individual session. And this is really important that you have some structure to your sessions. I like to celebrate successes right at the beginning. So Mary, it's been about a week since we've been together. Tell me one thing that you feel like you really accomplished in this week and that you want to celebrate together. Great. They tell you, you celebrate. You give them a lot of high fives and all that. And then you explore their follow through. You talk to them about what are the action plans we figured out last time, what are the action steps, and how'd you do with them? If they were successful, identify why they were successful. What helped? Wow, I managed to stay gluten-free the whole week. Wow, that's awesome. What do you think helped? What do you think helped you to do that? Wow, it was really great because you gave me those recipes and I didn't go to Starbucks anymore and be tempted by those little muffins, and awesome. So if it didn't, what prevented you? Wow, I tried to go gluten-free. I only made it 3 days. Okay, what happened? Well, my sister had a birthday party, and she made a chocolate cake, and I didn't want to hurt her feelings, and so boom. All right, so you go, okay, so what can we do differently so that that doesn't happen again? Well, I could stay away from my sister's house on her birthday. I don't think that's a good strategy. Okay, what else? Well, what if I brought something to the party, like something that was a nice treat that I could eat, that I could share with others, and I'd feel like I fit in? Bingo, right? So you help them to come to it. You educate them. You give them some new information. Okay, so last week we talked about gluten-free, and you've been doing really well with going gluten-free to help heal your gut. This week we're going to talk about digestive enzymes. And digestive enzymes are important because blah, 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 blah. And if you can take them through an experiential exercise, if it makes sense to do that, you can. And then you come up with the action steps. So what are they going to do? What are they committing to do? And then at the end, you can say, okay, what kind of aha moments? You know, what was an insight that you gained during this session? Great. You always want to leave them on a high, leave them not feeling overwhelmed, but leave them feeling good about what you're doing. Coaching tips: connect with clients with who they are and what they envision for themselves once they solve their health challenges. Really get them connected to, when I get through this, what's it going to be like on the other side? And then explain how you work. You know, a lot of folks who come from people in our NEPT program who are medical doctors, they come from these people that are, you know, generally looking and seeing them, or they're used to going in for the 9-minute office visit and being told what to do. You say, here's what we do differently. We're not into Band-Aids. We're into root cause. I'm going to really dig. I'm going to ask you a lot of personal questions because I want to help you to make those decisions. You share your philosophy. You can do that one-on-one with people. You can make a little video about that you have people watch before they come in for their first visit. You give them hope, give them something to look forward to, and just keep coming back to that vision. And then you make sure you guide them at a pace they can follow. I've had people where it's been 3 months and they're finally getting to the point of removing allergens from their diet because they couldn't do it. No, they started with the breathing and the relaxation and they took some enzymes. And whatever the pace is, you got to feel that out. And that's what experience teaches you. You follow up regularly and you adjust their program as needed. Regularly. That doesn't mean once every 6 months. A lot of functional medicine docs, you come in, you get a whole bunch of tests done. They say, here, do this, come back in 3 months. That's not enough follow-up unless you think you're God and you can come up with the perfect program on the first shot. Ain't going to happen. Usually you have to see how they respond, adjust the program, do the check-ins, and it's really important. That's what the difference is between this kind of an approach and the straight allopathic approach. Request that they track. Make it fun if you have to. Put comics on there. I mean, give them rewards. There's a lot of things, but tracking is so important. Offer support, guidance, and accountability. Be there for them. Know that, you know, if they trip up, they don't run away from you. They come and tell you, oh, I need help. I'm at this store and I'm about to buy M&Ms and I don't want to. What can I do instead? You know, if that's part of the program, and that's could be part of a higher end program. So inspire with the power of connection. Begin with the end in mind. Give them encouragement. Give them frequent touches. If they're okay with physical touch, you know, a hug at the beginning, a touch on the shoulder, really connecting with them. Some people aren't, so really feel it out and ask. Focus first on their success and understanding their needs. Give them helpful tools. Tell them stories. The stories are so motivated, so motivating. They go, oh, if she can do it, I know I can do it. And brainstorm with them and how to get them to do what they need to do. So here's a coaching program blueprint. You have this in here. So when you sit down and start to do it, you can look at the title, problem solved, the audience, the benefits and results, how you're going to deliver it, what time frame, 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, 2 days, 7 days, how it's delivered, any additional elements and process. Here's the thing. If you are going to go into making group programs, figure out how to make a $97 group program or $47, something under $100 the first time, just a little jump start thing, because it's an easy yes. It's easy from this standpoint, not just of finances, but of time commitment. So make it easy for them. Not more is better, less is better. If you're going to do VIPs, you can do virtual private. Online, I've done that myself. You do Zoom, you get with them, you give them some stuff to do, you go off, you can take them into their kitchen, they could take their laptop into their kitchen and show you their pantry. There's so many great things you could do. You do live private, I've done a bunch of those. You can do a virtual workshop where you have a small group of people online, or you have a small group in person, you have them come to your house. I have a friend who does that from a marketing perspective. She helps people write their bios and do PR, and she gets like 5, 6, 7 people in her dining room sitting around making transformations. You can do that with health as well. Look at how to get started in terms of the topic. So that's what you want. They want to know, how do I get started with this? How do I get started with gluten-free? Where do I even begin? How do I do this? Then you can do step-by-step process for doing it. You can make it beyond mastering a new skill, right? Like I keep saying gluten-free, or mastering a new skill of cooking gluten-free food. And then there's total immersions where you might sign them up for a longer period of time and you're just going to keep them immersed. Lots of options you guys have. And I know this might be overwhelming, but watch this and listen to it again and again. There's also a copy of a presentation I did similar to this on the site already. With a VIP day, 4 to 5 simple modules. Keep them under an hour. I like to keep them at 20 to 30 minutes. We do something, we interact, we do something, we interact. One or two activities, they go, they get it done. It doesn't have to be like a whole comprehensive thing. It could be just a pantry makeover. I've done things where I've gone in and I've helped them clean out their pantry, and that's it, right? And then we made a couple of things together. I brought over some healthier foods to restock with them. And then you can give them checklists and videos and a lot of things, but don't think that you have to give them a ton of stuff. Too much is overwhelming. All right, so that's it for our putting together a community education and a program. I'm going to stop the recording and then I'll start a new one.